DW.
When you meet these people, you ask yourself about what makes these people sacrificing their souls to help the other, and what about their families? This is the inner conflict between their responsibility about the family and responsibility about what they do and what makes them do this job, and more about a human being like a Khalid, who is like the main character, who's tried to ignore all the reality and go like to play football and finding a fish because he want to create the life. And that's the story of these people. That make me like believe and make a lot of people believe in what's mean human value in the midst of the crazy world. And also like explain the idea of white helmets. It's more deep than just like put a helmet on their head and running for the destruction places. It's more about the belief from inside about we have to do this because this is our choice in the life, because we need to protect the people.
What was the hardest part for you personally about filming in Aleppo?
Actually, the most challenges of making this movie, it's like the character, because the character was like reject first to participate in the story, because for them, what they do just for the people, and they think that if they be a part from movie, they will feel like in show off. And I try to show that also in the movie, like when Mahmoud respond about when he drive the car after he visiting like one of the victim he saved. I didn't like that. I'm not gonna do it again. I'm not gonna visit anyone again, because I feel like this is show off. I show this is people that I saved their life, and I'm not like that.
But you were also risking your lives, weren't you? I mean, it was very dangerous.
Yes, but all the time we don't talk about our things, but we talk about also the people who's behind this film with me.
But how exposed did you feel? I mean, bombs were falling. You were following the white helmets around. They were pulling bodies from the rubble. It's also rather gruesome in parts of the documentary. You know, you don't hide the pictures. You show war for what it is. Was there any point where you thought this is getting too dangerous, or you know, this is something I just can't show? These pictures are too much.
It was very, very hard sometimes, like to have a camera and filming and following the character. One of these is like stories that's happened with me when the barrel bomb like fall down in a couple of meters far from us and like throw me like around a couple of meters, and I just woke up and I was like really heavy dreams in front of me. I couldn't understand what's going on, what's happened, and all around me like fog, and I couldn't know that I'm alive or I'm dead. And also this is the question that make me like and more believe that I have to do this movie.
Okay, so you actually drew inspiration from the people you were filming, and you kept going despite it being very dangerous. If anything, it motivated you, and you put yourselves in harm's way deliberately to actually document what is happening on the ground.
Especially Khalid and Mahmoud. That Khalid was like one of the inspired character that you can get a lot of things from him. A guy who believed that if he can ignore everything around him to continue the life, that make you love the life. And
Khalid is definitely a very lovable character in the film, and tragically, he dies at the end of the film. How did his death affect you personally?
Yeah, it's make me like very angry and very sad, and feel like depression, but also like thinking about what I can do more from what I have done from this movie. And every time, like if especially when we won in the Sundance and go like to the stage, I feel really sad. I couldn't feel happy as a filmmaker, because it's not a film for me. It's not a career or something to feel happy.
Just talking about the film's reception, and I mean, it's an award-winning film, but some people have criticized the film as being a little bit one-sided, because it doesn't touch upon the fact that there were rebel groups inside the city, inside Aleppo, that also inflicted suffering on the civilian population, and yet your film only focuses on the bombing of the city by Assad forces and his Russian allies. What do you make of this sort of criticism?
First, I didn't focus just on Assad and the Russian. I show like a car bombed from in the area, and because I don't have the full information about this car bomb is coming from ISIS or from Al-Qaeda, so I just like what the Khalid tell when he's run to the car bomb place. And I show also that the city is bombed from inside, from different groups. Of course, there is a group in Aleppo. There is about the group in Aleppo. It was like make the life of the people. Also, it's bad, but not baddest than the Russian bombed and Assad bombed, which is like the main enemy for all the civilians. And I just like tell the story that what my camera captured. My camera captured this is their life and who's killed Khalid.
There's also a noticeable absence of women in the film. Why?
Yes.
Why?
First, the main answer about this, I asked the wife of Khalid, and the wife of Khalid, she rejected to be a part from this movie. Who's worked in the white helmet? Just the men in Aleppo. In other city, there is a woman who worked in the white helmet. But my next movie, it will be about this, is about the woman, but not about the white helmet, about different things. There is a woman in work at doctors, and there is a woman and a citizen journalist work in Aleppo, but my movie was not about the citizen journalist and not about the doctors. It's about these people who was work with a daily bump in the city.
So I understand you're actually going back again to make a new film.
Of course, my next film, and already like I shot like a big part from the movie. I was shooting this movie during this movie.
Okay, final question, Mr. Fayyad. This week is the 6th anniversary of the war in Syria, and the international community so far has failed to bring about a peace deal, and nobody seems to have any answers to solve this deadly conflict, at least not on a political level. What gives you hope that peace will return to Syria one day?
What's happened with the people whose sacrifice in their lives also make me hope and feel like a lot of people standing with us, solidarity with us, and they will keep doing that and will keep to remind the people in the mind of the people and make me keep hoping and telling the story about the human being in Syria and not thinking just about the political act or
The solidarity you just referred to, this kind of solidarity has been there for years and yet the suffering continues. Doesn't need more than that for something to fundamentally change?
For sure, we need more. But it's like I'm thinking about the positive side, because a lot of people, they try like to push from what they have experienced in Syria and what they have now in Syria. But we need this is political also. The parties who's like control and lead the government in different countries to think more about the Syrian suffering and stop and take it serious action to stop this war and finding the solution, but should be this solution linked with the justice. That's mean take all this is criminal to the court. And that's mean need also, even it's like kind of big dream, make the Russian politician thinking there more about their act about Syria and what they have done and what they leaves in this is country, how many souls they have been killed, thinking more about their react in Syria, and also thinking about the political in US, like, and the president of US, Trump, to think more about his decision about the Syrian, and thinking this is people need help, this is people not leave the country because they are decide they want to go like for journey, finding the work or happiness. This is people forced to leave because there's no choices in front of them. They would be killed if they didn't leave. One day, this is who's killed in Syria, their son will coming and put their hand in front of the eyes of who's like involved in the this is like killing in this country, like son of Khalid, the two daughters of Khalid. They will grow up, it will be like telling their stories, and that will be a big shame in the head of the all this is political who didn't have any react about what's going on in Syria, because the goodness is very clear and the badness is very clear, and this is not like about something it's mixed and not understood. It's really understood where the right and where the wrong in the Syrian issue.
This report was brought to you by DW.